The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
I've said before that when Buffalo beat Pittsburgh last year, it was kind of a changing of the guard from not like teams that's winning a bunch of Super Bowls, but team in the AFC who's capable of grinding these games out, being an elite force, hard to beat, especially at their place. And they were just flat. I mean, there's no other word to put it. Pittsburgh didn't score at all in the first half, and Buffalo just couldn't capitalize on this. Josh Allen, you know, obviously his accuracy was going to regress. I don't think anyone, you know, has an idea in terms of how much it's going to regress, but this was just such a squandered opportunity. TJ Watt had a huge play late in the game that set up a punt return for a touchdown or a blocked punt for a touchdown for Pittsburgh. I mean, just a really disappointing game for Pittsburgh or for Buffalo, excuse me. I still don't believe in Pittsburgh long-term, but they do clearly still have that trait of being that team that can grind it out, which is what they've been for a long time.
Buffalo's got to have to show me a lot more to tell me that they even have a chance to be in the AFC title game after this effort. I see in Pittsburgh, and this is, I want to get into just Pittsburgh specifically here. There's two things. A, this screams like a team that can make the playoffs, which I didn't think they could, based on a defensive first type of thing. Think the last year of Peyton Manning with the Broncos.
Sure.
They could go on a run in that fashion. It's not something that you see a lot.
Yeah, it's not impossible.
They're that good defensively. And to me, TJ Watt just signs his 4-year, $112 million contract, still ultra motivated. He didn't even really practice during the offseason. I'm sure he was working out. We know how the Watts like to work out and give their pictures and stuff like that. To me, this was, and I understand that he was already on the radar, but to me, there are certain defensive players in the league who you talk about as complete and utter game wreckers, meaning they can take over a game defensively and change the course of it, screw up a really good offense, screw up a really good offensive game plan. This was, to me, TJ Watt's arrival game on that Aaron Donald level back in the day, Calais Campbell type of deal. That, to me, is this arrival for TJ Watt. You may have an offensive game plan and you maybe go and play Pittsburgh away or you go into Pittsburgh. TJ Watt may have another idea, and that may change games. And Pittsburgh, to me, really rose in that fact. It was deeper in that level. I know it's just week one, but this, to me, seems at least a 500 team because of what I think TJ Watt can now do.
Yeah, and I think that's why people have long said, you know, Pittsburgh can't tank for a quarterback because that defense is too good. That defense is going to win you a couple of games on their own. And in that sense, I'm interested, and I think you are too, to see Buffalo against a non-Pittsburgh team. Maybe Pittsburgh has the best defense in the NFL. You know what I mean? And so maybe Buffalo just ran into that buzzsaw. That will be an interesting thing to follow. But for now, yeah, Buffalo is super, super disappointing. Not great.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.